John chapter 17 and verse 6, Jesus speaking, he said, I have manifested your name to the men that you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given to me are from you, for I have given them the words that you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I have come forth from you, and they believe that you have sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those you have given me out of the world. For they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, and these are in the world, and I have come to you, Holy Father. Keep them through your name, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Notice what he's saying. He's saying, Father, I'm coming to you, and here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, these are in the world. I'm coming to you, Holy Father, that you keep them through your name, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you have given me, I have kept. None of them have been lost except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray for them that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not in the world or not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also send them into the world. Do you see a key here? Do you understand how vital and important it was in his prayer that we're not part of the world? I mean, there's no part of us that should be part of the world. It's complete separation. We can't be part of the world and part of Christianity. We're in the world, right? But we're not of the world. So we have to learn what his meaning is there, because it's vital to the entire prayer. It's vital to the entire New Testament. And so we need to understand how much have we blended the two together, trying to accommodate the modern culture and trying to accommodate our modern lives. You know, so he's through this. If you just look at the word world, it's vital. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times he says world in 8 verses. I mean, it's amazing, right? So he goes on and he says, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. That's the word of God. As you have sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, and they also may be sanctified by the truth, or that truth there is the word of God. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their words, that they may be one. Now, let's notice the word one here, that they may be one. That means us. That means horizontal. That means you and I are one, right? That they may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. I mean, think about what he's saying here, because you have to get the weight of it. He's saying that we should be one, right? That horizontally we should be one, and vertically we should be one. Well, you know, the two examples that we see in Scripture about being one are the Trinity, right? The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, right? And they do things together. You know, let us make man in our image, right? And then marriage. Marriage is two coming together, acting as one. They're two individuals, but they're acting as one. You know, what does that mean? I mean, what does it mean to be one? What is the definition of one? Because he's praying for it, and he expects us to live it. When you're one, you're walking together. You're walking together as one. You're sharing time. You're sharing life. You're complete. It says, my wife doesn't take a break from me, and I don't take a break from her, right? We might not be together right now, but we are one, right? So we're sharing life together. You know, that we have all things in common.